It's Thursday, and on the cable channel Current TV, that means Target Women with Sarah Haskins. It's a comedy short about women and marketing, which airs on the program Infomania. We actually have a special sneak preview of today's episode.
Sexy, clean, cool, fun, healthy, young, large, underpants, Target Women.
There comes a time when you've tried everything to be beautiful. You've tried fancy lotions. You've dabbled in peels. Nothing works. Maybe it's time to try a contraption.
In just 2 minutes a day, these women, all over 36, dramatically transformed their necklines and took years off their appearance. How'd they get these age-defying results? With the Neckline Slimmer.
Somewhere in the world, a person gets up in the morning and goes to work at the Neckline Slimmer Factory. Where do these amazing machines come from? I don't know. Probably from a place both sophisticated and shrouded in mystery.
It's a microcurrent, and it's a technology that's been around in Europe for a long time.
Introducing the ultrasonic home facial massager, once available only at exclusive spas in Europe.
Europe, of course. Everyone's beautiful in Europe because of those castles they live in.
Women are, of course, a sought-after demographic in the marketing world, but Sarah Haskins thinks the marketers woo us in all the wrong ways. In a few moments, we'll hear from Sarah Haskins, but we also want to hear from you. Whether it's that weird lovesick kitchen mop or the unintentionally hilarious shampoo ads, call us and share your favorite message targeting women. 800-989-8255 is the number, or email us talk@npr.org, or join the conversation at our website, npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Sarah Haskins is in our studios at NPR West in Culver City. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
So we just heard this clip about beauty contraptions. Tell us how that got happening.
Every other week, as people who watch Infomania and Target Women know, we sort of take a theme or a type of product or an angle that advertisers and marketers use to woo women. And this week, we just sort of having fun with some of the more ridiculous beauty contraptions, which are when you put a machine-like element into a device intended to make you look gorgeous.
Well, also, it's funny, just hearing the audio, you can't quite tell what's parody and what is actually real. All these women over 36 toning up their facial muscles was the actual infomercial for a weird little device you put under your chin.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and we tried to insert like a yipe over 36, but we couldn't quite get it in there in the editing. But yes, so that was the actual commercial, as is the Europe references, except for mine.
What got you started in this area?
It was, as so many nice things are, a complete accident. I was writing for Infomania, and we were expanding from being about a 5-minute segment show on Current TV to being a half hour show that ran every Thursday, which meant we could add some more correspondence and people. I wanted to do something. I started watching a lot of TV and saw a lot of yogurt ads. So I was like, these are pretty annoying. And we put together Target Women around that idea, and then it just sort of took off. So it was very lucky and a lot of fun.
Have you ever seen a yogurt ad for men?
No. Maybe in another country, like where field hockey is played in Pakistan or something. You know, it's not here.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, why do marketers decide a certain topic, a certain product, is only for one gender or the other?
You know, I wish I knew, but when people do ask me the question, you know, what a lot of people ask me, like, well, how can marketing to women be better? And my default answer is, I don't want it to be better. This is my job.
Right. You'd lose so much material.
Yeah, like, please keep it bad. But beyond that, I think the big problem does stem from the fact that the products are very clearly divided into genders, either because of something with our gender roles, like laundry, or maybe, you know, they find the angle being weight loss, and that's a lady thing, so that goes to yogurt. I mean, that's what the yogurt ads are about, weight loss and, like, regularity.
Which you'd think would be gender neutral.
Yeah, maybe that's, like, the one thing guys don't want to talk about on the air. I don't know.
Given all of the, Cialis ads, I think there's very little they don't want to talk about on the air.
You're right. We did start One Target Women with a Viva Viagra clip.
Is there anything that targets women well, do you think, that actually works?
I think that is an interesting question. I haven't seen a lot of it. I mean, I tend to think the best advertisements are advertisements that in some ways are for things that are gender neutral, like a Geico product, which is, you know, for everybody. I like that commercial where the little eyeballs are like with on money are singing to you. But I I don't think anything when it's going after women particularly and trying to frame them in a certain way to make you buy the product is really going to not be ridiculous in some way. And it's my job to find out what's ridiculous. The Swiffer commercials with the mops that love you are very, very funny. But it's also when I watch those in concert with 10 other cleaning commercials, you see that the underlying theme, the subtext of this, is that we're in love with cleaning. Like the subtext of laundry commercials is that we're practically addicted to it.
I actually want to play a clip from that love affair with the Swiffer thing, just for anyone who might have missed the media onslaught.
But hey, look at the bright side. If your husband doesn't know how to use a blender, you can comfort yourself by knowing that cleaning products will always be your special friend. Like Javier Purple Sponge Bardem.
You know what part of a woman I admire most? Her hands. These sponges have been around the sink a few times, so I know what dishwashing can do to a woman's hands.
You think he's sensitive? The lady who bought a Swiffer is in the middle of a love triangle.
Once you switch to Swiffer Wet Jet, you'll never go back to your old mop again.
I got a delivery from a Mr. Mop. Baby, come back!
That is the work of Sarah Haskin. She does the Target Women segment on Infomania on Current TV. And we are talking about targeting women on the air by advertising. You can join us at 800-989-8255 or send us email talk@npr.org. Let's hear from Sarah in Gastonia, North Carolina. Sarah, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you. The commercial that just puts me over the top is the one for the ladies' razor. And as the woman walks past the topiary bushes, the shape of the bush changes. And it is so insulting to my intelligence. I can't believe it.
How is it that a razor makes bushes change shape?
Well, it's very subtle.
Wow. Yeah, that is... do they think we're idiots? That every time I see an ad like that, that's all I can think.
I think advertisers and marketers are having a field day, no pun intended, with euphemisms. They just love the euphemistic approach to... We did a Target Women with using that commercial, among others, called Your Garden. and I think it's... I don't know if they think we're ashamed of it or that it's too shameful for television. But I think the insult to our intelligence comes from the motive of being, like, clever and tricky. Like, it's something like, oh, I could never talk about how I handle that problem.
But I feel like these companies and who are, you know, they've got a huge marketing budget. They must focus group these ads within an inch of their lives. And yet, there they are on the air. No one stood up in the focus group and say, that is the most insulting 30 seconds of television I've ever seen. Apparently not. Let's hear from Bert in Oakland. Bert, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Well, the commercial that came to mind for me was, Mother, I'd rather do it myself.
Oh, what's that an ad for?
Oh, that was must have been out of the 60s. A mother, a daughter and a mother were doing something, and the daughter wanted to do it, and the mother was trying to do it. At the time, it was went on for a long time, and it was really popular, and people made a lot of jokes about it. So,
thanks for your call.
I wonder what it was for.
I know. Well, then it's not a successful ad, right? If you don't remember the
maybe it was lighting a cigarette. Mother, I'll do it myself. You know, back when they could advertise that on TV.
We have email from Sally who says, one of the most annoying ads I've ever seen was one for Oil of Olay, in which they extolled the great benefits of using their products creating soft, supple skin. The final sentence of the ad was, won't that be nice for him? Every time I saw that commercial, I would scream at the TV.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to sound like a fake professor here for a second, but I was an American studies major in college, and we learned about the cult of true womanhood, which was sort of this, what women were told in the media in like the turn of the century in the Victorian era at that time, which emphasized this piety and purity and submission and domesticity and how women sort of controlled the hearth. And from that, you know, they controlled the home and I think we sort of have the legacy of that has not changed. It's still with us in the media, and we've just added to it. So it's certainly a lot of women's products are still like, do it for your man. And now I think what's been added to it in the modern mix is this false sense of, like, fempowerment. Like, you go, girl, you are jogging, you know, and that shouldn't be our prime goal, is jogging and going to yoga class without having cramps.
Well, there's an email from Lynn that gets this. She says, I always find it amusing how marketers think that all women think that all men are absolute helpless morons. They mm-hmm. always do things like show the hapless man trying to do laundry or clean up a spill and making a bigger mess. In comes the woman shaking her head in a pitying way. And she says, oh, honey, me and insert laundry cleaning product can handle that. Go do something manly.
Yeah, it's the alternate mythology of a world where women had to do all the household chores because guys just couldn't. They're completely inept.
Yeah, I suspect a conspiracy on that one, too, but mm-hmm. that's a topic for another day. Here's Gretchen in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Gretchen, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I think deodorant ads are pretty hilarious. like, if I go into a deodorant aisle in a major supermarket, it's very clear which deodorants are intended for men and which are intended for women. So the man's deodorant will have bold colors and lightning strikes and all of these really strong symbols. And then the women's deodorant will be in pastels and have flowers or baby powder scent. So
so men are supposed to smell like lightning and women are supposed to smell like flowers?
Exactly.
Yeah, men are supposed to smell like Zeus.
Right.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Zeus was probably a pretty stinky dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, he exactly did sleep with a lot of animals.
Right. Well, the fields of flowers don't really do it for me, so sometimes I have to cross over, you know.
Secret, a few years ago, started like a line of deodorants with delicate sort of scent themes like ambition or and things like that. Yeah, I tried them all to see if I felt ambitious on a particular day.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. We have an email from Linda in Nashville who says, I really dislike the Yoplait yoga commercials in which the female actors practically devour the spoon they're using to eat the yogurt, complete with looks of sheer ecstasy at the taste. Would it be a stretch to say that they are sexually suggestive and demeaning? Would it be a stretch?
I don't think so. Those ads were used in the first Target Women we did, Target Women Yogurt. And what I just loved about it was, just like, who would ever eat yogurt where they're eating? And no one talks like that. Like, I've never been, like, talking to my best friend and said, let's crack open a yogurt and get to the bottom of this because I'm really dissatisfied. Let's go for the strawberry whip.
Do you ever have a lack of material? Do you have to go digging?
Certainly not. I mean, we have done so many of the ads people are bringing up. I'm like, of course, we used it in this, we used it in that. You know, we try to broaden our approach in some ways by looking at TV shows that are aimed at women. Whether or not women like them is a totally different matter. And sort of media trends involving women. So that's how we sometimes news. Like Michelle, we did a piece on Michelle Obama's arms. So that's how we try to broaden our approach.
For another story, talked to a marketing expert who said there's this sort of basic feeling that if you make something smaller and put it in pink packaging, more women will buy it.
Yes, like Dell tried to do that with their computers earlier this year.
Right, and it hand tools, hammers and pliers and stuff now come in pink. It's like, really?
Yeah, well, I just can't stop myself from buying something in pink. So,
and
I'm
if it has
an entirely
glittery
pink
packaging,
room at NPR
even
West.
Better. Right.
Yeah.
Sarah Haskins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Comedian Sarah Haskins joined us from our studios in Culver City. You can catch her on Current TV or at current.com. Finally today, we need your help with a new effort by NPR to find 50 great voices from around the world. We're not necessarily looking for the most popular singing voices ever, but voices that have touched you in some way. Tell us whose voice gives you the shivers just for its sheer beauty, or who has jaw-dropping technique, or what voice has the power to wake you up in the morning and get you through a lousy day, or give you comfort, or beauty, or joy. Email your nominations now to talk@npr.org. Put 50 great voices in the subject line. And join us at this time on Monday when we'll talk about your nominations and we'll hear what some of them sound like. That address again is talk@npr.org. Put 50 great voices in the subject line and join us on Monday. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, it's Science Friday with Ira Flatow. Today, we leave you with a little Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. I'm Rebecca Roberts, and this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
why should I cry? Have a sigh and wonder why.
Yeah. I should have seen the signal to stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. I let him turn me down and say, can't we be friends?